Okay, so call the special meeting of the Police and Fire Investment Committee to order. Let's start with the roll call vote. Trustee Gardiner?
Here.
Trustee Lanson? You're mute, Drew?
Yeah, sorry, I missed the button. Yep, I'm here, yeah. Thank you.
Trustee Lee? Trustee Lee? Okay.
He's not here.
Okay. I'm the chair, Trustee Menon, I'm here, so we have a quorum. Ground rules for this meeting. All votes should be roll call votes. If you're not speaking, please be on mute. For each discussion item, I'll go around by trustees in alphabetical order and give the public an opportunity to speak at the end of each item and at the end of the meeting. Orders for the day are, there are none. Okay, let's look at the items.
Sunshine.
Okay. We don't need to waive sunshine, right?
There's no, yeah, just noting it for the record.
Yeah, thank you, Maytek. No need to waive sunshine. Okay, so the first item is approval of the minutes of the last special meeting. Do I have a motion for approval?
Motion approved by Gardiner.
Second okay. By Lanza.
Okay, motion by Trustee Gardiner. Second by Trustee Lanza. Let's do a roll call. Trustee Gardiner, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Lanza?
Aye.
Trustee Lee? Trustee Lee, you may be on mute.
No, you don't.
No, he's not here. Remember,
okay, he's not here.
Remember,
okay.
he had deals closing extra. I think he's just gone.
Okay, that's fine. That's three of us. So, and I vote aye as well. So that motion carries. The next item, I'm going to hand it over to General Counsel Maytek.
Thank you. As this committee well knows, AB 361 provides for abbreviated teleconferencing procedures to the Brown Act if two factual findings are made by this committee. And those two factual findings are that the proclamation from the governor of the continued state of emergency due to COVID-19 continues, and two, that the city council continues to impose or recommend social distancing in city facilities. The backup materials provided to this committee and supported by the comments made by Councilwoman Foley at the Police and Fire Board meeting support these two factual findings. If adopted by majority vote, this committee may continue to meet virtually under AB 361 for the next 30 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. So based on the information presented by Council Maytek Chin and provided the committee backup materials, it appears the following factual findings justify the continuation of the virtual meetings under AB 361. One, the governor's proclamation of the state of emergency continues to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And two, the San Jose City Council's recent resolution continues to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing in city facilities. I do have a motion to adopt these two factual findings for the election to use AB 361's abbreviated teleconferencing procedure for the next 30 days for this legislative body.
So moved by Lanza.
Second by Gardiner.
Okay, motion by Trustee Lanza, second by Trustee Gardiner. Let's go around. Trustee Gardiner, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Lanza?
Aye.
Trustee Lee, I assume, is not here right now. And I vote aye as well, so that motion carries.
Actually, for the record, it looks like Trustee Lee has joined the meeting.
Thank you. Trustee Lee, how do you vote?
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Lee. So that motion carries 4-0. So any public comments? If not, I move to adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.